This is program number LW2774. Well, now, not everybody has a pet rooster, but Thomas Carlyle's neighbor did. Let me tell you about it. Hi, this is Larry West. Thomas Carlyle couldn't stand that bird. You see, it seemed that rooster crowed all the odd hours of the night. Well, Carlyle decided he was going to visit that neighbor and talk to him about it one day, and if he had to, demand he get rid of that noisy thing. Well, when he went over to talk to him, the owner was sorry. He apologized, but he argued that the rooster didn't crow more than 3 or 4 times during the night. Sometimes, in fact, the rooster didn't crow at all. That may be true, Carlyle told him. But, he said, if you only knew what I go through waiting for him to crow. Carlyle's problem was with the rooster. And quite frankly, I can understand. I mean, if you're like me, and if you live in the city, you know what it is to listen to a dog barking all night. You know what it is to lie there awake and wait for the next bark, and then the next one. It'll drive you crazy. Maybe you have a dripping faucet in your house, if it's especially a slow drip. You know what it is to anticipate the next one, and the next one. And it won't take you long to get up and turn it off, right? You know, that's the way a lot of us people are with this business of worrying. Are you a worrier? You know, worrying over a problem now is bad enough, but to anticipate a lot of things yet to come to worry about, it's like listening to a dripping faucet. You know, what we often do is that we get so discouraged with life that we wonder what bad thing is coming next. We wonder what we're going to be worrying about tomorrow, right? Got a question for you. Why insist you want to pay more for the problem? That's what worry does, you know. Why, with future worries, try to make payments on something you haven't even bought yet? Abraham Lincoln once told a visitor that in the Civil War, he did his best, regardless of criticism. And he said, if the end brings me out all right, what is said against me won't amount to anything. But, he said, if the end brings me out wrong, 10 angels swearing I was right wouldn't make any difference. In other words, he was determined he was going to handle the challenges that faced him each day, and he wasn't going to worry about them, much less the future ones. Hey, here are 3 good words, good advice. Accept, forget, move on. Don't borrow trouble. Face it as it comes. I like what Mrs. Matilda Rogers of Waynesville, North Carolina, said once. Now, those who knew her called her Aunt Sis. When she reached her 111th birthday, someone asked her what her secret was for a long life. Here's what she said. Plenty of hard work and no worry. She said, I used to go into the clearings and chop, grub, pile, and burn. She said, and oh, the days I've plowed in the corn and worked in the tobacco. All such as that. Plenty of hard work and no worry. That's what she said was her recipe for a long life. From the time Aunt Sis reached the age of 100, she received yearly birthday messages from the President of the United States. When she died, she was the matriarch of a clan of 284 living descendants. She had 5 sons, 4 daughters, 65 grandchildren, 79 great-grandchildren, and 125 great-great-grandchildren. I'm not through yet. To top it all off, she had 6 great-great-great-grandchildren. Her oldest child was a son, 92. Plenty of hard work and no worry? You might try that yourself. You know where the word worry comes from? It comes from a word that means harm, and in fact, it's another form of the word wolf. I mean, worry is something that bites and tears apart, like a wolf does a sheep. If you want to be a winner, you've got to focus in on things that win. Don't get so depressed that you let worry eat you up. And certainly, don't get so down in the dumps with life that you wonder what bad thing is going to come along tomorrow that you'll end up worrying about. Worry never made a payment on anything. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. It's Jesus who says, "Come unto me, all ye that are weary and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me." In other words, focus in on the greatest winner, Jesus Christ. He makes all the difference. I have a Bible study course, yours free. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.